The Kemper volleyball team wrapped up the season this year with a second place finish down at the state volleyball tournament. Another great year under head coach Keith Stickrod, going 37-5 on the year. And Coach Stickrod now joining us as we take a look back at the season. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Another great run down to the state volleyball tournament and at the state tournament. So congrats on that. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It was, told me at the beginning of the year where we'd be at the end. I would say pretty happy what we did, and we had a lot of good things throughout the year.
What are you going to take away from this season? This was one of those years where I think you knew you could be good, but you weren't for sure probably exactly how good you could be.
Yeah, kind of like I talked about all season long. I go, whoever plays their best is going to win it. And, of course, the last game of the day, we didn't play our best, so, of course, Mount Vernon won. But that's, I said, all the way through the season, all the summer stuff you see and things like that, 3A was wide open, and it pretty well continued that way all year long. And at the end, it finished the same way as what I predicted. Whoever's on that day is going to win.
And the crazy thing is you just watched the 3A tournament down there. You guys win 3-1, 3-2, Mount Vernon 3-2, 3-2 just to get into the finals. Like you said, about as balanced as you could find.
Right, exactly. It's just, like I said, this year is one of those teams where there was nobody dominant down there, and whoever's on is going to play and win the championship, and Mount Vernon's year was this.
Coach, it's a long season. We go all the way back to the end of August to take a look back at the beginning of the season. You guys go up to that Humboldt tournament every year. Kind of as you reflect back a little bit, what did you take away from the Humboldt tournament? You guys did lose the one match there to a really good Spirit Lake team, but able to knock off some other good teams up there as well.
Yeah, exactly. You went there, and it's a pretty solid tournament. That you go up there, there's some really strong teams up there, and there's some medium teams up there. So it was a good start for us. Going in there with a lot of new faces on our Kemper team, I felt real good after that. We went there and played Spirit Lake. It was a tough three-set loss to Spirit Lake, but, I thought, okay, we can hang with this team. And then, of course, we beat Humboldt there too, which is a really tough team. We ended up being the regional finals for us. So I knew they were really, really strong. So those two matches, I was really concerned about going into that up there at Humboldt, and we came out, I thought, pretty decent. We split with them, and I was pretty happy with the thing. And so about the second week, we decided to change things up a little bit in our rotation, tweak things a little bit.
When did you feel like you got everything set and everybody was comfortable with the changes?
We changed throughout the year. I told one of the players, it's the first time I ever changed, three times throughout the year. Just a small change, but we did changes, and I usually – I kind of get our lineup set and I kind of stay with. I'm kind of anal that way, but I just like to have the girls know consistency and being where they're at, so there's no disruption, that we can always practice that way. But we did make some small changes through the year, three of them. But I thought, going into the state, going into regionals, I thought we were set pretty good.
What led you to make those small changes throughout the season?
The biggest thing is keep our biggest hitters opposite each other. You have Anna House and Kara Peter. They were a couple times we had rotations where they were playing next to each other. Well, and so you get the next rotation where they're not up there. So the biggest thing was we split that up and we did a kind of untraditional rotation, I guess. You had your Kara as a middle hitter and you have Anna outside hitter. So, but you have them opposite, kind of these are where Kara played outside for one rotation. So it did kind of change things up, but I thought it was very effective.
The adjustment seemed to work well for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. Throughout the year, I think it helped us, made it a little more balanced, gave the other girls more confidence too, so we always had somebody up there that could swing away at it.
Coach, let's go back to the tournaments kind of as a whole. You guys, we talked a little bit about the Humboldt one. You go up to Rockwell City for South Central Calhouns. You got the CYO tournament, and then you also go to Hampton Dumont. Do you still like the tournaments that you guys were in this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think especially this year, I think it helped us out. You got those tournaments in there, and they're always strong teams, and get confidence in winning those too. So even though we lost to Harlan on that South Central one, we did win that tournament. So a lot of positive things, So we got a second in Humboldt, a first in South Central Calhoun, first in Hampton Dumont, first in CYL. So there's a lot of positive things to look at.
And that Hampton tournament late in the year seems to be a good one. You guys picked up some really good quality wins there.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah, it's just a nice solid day for us. Going against Janesville, I thought it was a really good performance for us, blocking and stuff like that. I thought this kind of led us into that regional finals that, helped us give that confidence.
What's the future of the CYO? I ask because I've heard some rumors that I know some of the sports maybe not going to continue doing it. I don't know what the future is for volleyball.
As far as I know, CYO is still locked in. I haven't heard anything different than that, unless you know some secrets. But
no. Not for volleyball, no.
As far as I know, they're doing it, and it'll be, next year is the same plan. So until you tell me differently, I guess we're going there.
Coach, the Hawkeye 10 this year was really, really tough. Would you have four or five teams down at the state volleyball tournament this year? So the depth of it, was this one of the stronger years? It's always really good, but was this one of the deeper years you remember?
Yeah, this is the second deepest one. I think it was 3 years ago we had five teams go down there. This year we had four, but very solid, you know, conference every night. And we have to play somebody, you have to go there, play your game. So it's a tough conference to be in, and it's a good thing for us to be in it, too, because it just challenges us every night and pushes to make us better.
What is it about the Hawkeye 10 that makes it such a good conference?
You know, this right now we're going through a streak where they have a lot of good athletes, you know, and a lot of good coaches out there that have been around for a while that know what they're doing. So all that combination of athletes and coaches, I think, helps them. And they play a very aggressive attacking style. So it's just, you go down there, you know, you can be a tech of grass being very aggressive attacking-wise, and the defense is very strong. You know, you got your teams like Red Oak or can hit the ball really hard and can pick up every ball in the back row. Same as Lewis Central, Glenwood. I mean, this goes on and on.
You mentioned Red Oak. You always seem to play them right at the beginning of the conference schedule. Do you like that?
We talked about already at our conference meeting about switching up the schedule, and I think that's going to be one of the parts this year. They're going to change things around this next coming year, is just rotate a little bit. It doesn't matter who we play. It's going to be a challenge in our conference, no matter who it is, Red Hook or Lewis Central or wherever it is. So who we play first, I think, is irrelevant. Just being ready to play is the hardest part. Can you be ready to play our conference and start right away in week one and play hard?
You guys shared the conference championship this year with Red Hook and also Lewis Central.
Correct.
Talk about how you thought you guys played in the conference.
Yeah, I thought the conference, like I said, I thought we played pretty well. You know, the Red Hook first one of the season, a top five setter at home. Thank goodness it was at home. And then this kind of helps you to have the confidence. So when you do see him again, you know, I think we had a little edge on him, you know, at state. But all the teams we went down to, I thought Creston, you know, you can see down the future they're going to be strong. We did have lost against Harlan in a Southern Cal tournament, but we turned around and played him in our conference one, and I thought we played very well. It's a very, very nice comeback for us. But, you know, overall, you know, our conference is so strong that it's just nice playing that.
Coach, you mentioned that win over Harlan. I was up there at the Rockwell City tournament, South Central's tournament in Rockwell City, when you guys fell to him. I called the match down in Harlan just a couple of nights later. I look back at that one. I thought you guys played really, really well that night. What were some of the matches you think were the ones you guys really played well in this year, and which one was maybe the best or a couple of best performances?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'll start from the back end of the season. I thought Sarge Bell Luton was probably our best one we played all year. And then against Janesville, those two stood up my mind as far as playing really strong. Besides the regionals, when we went to regionals, I thought the Humboldt game was probably by far our best of the whole season.
Where did you feel like you guys grew, and what players maybe did you see grow the most as the season went on?
Yeah, I was very happy to see like Kenzie Schoen coming in there, and I thought she improved out throughout the whole season. And yeah, also ones too, I thought Mariah Neighborhouse, defensive-wise, it was just very good. I know as a setter, she did get a lot of defense balls. A lot of teams will hit their balls at their setter and take us out of system, and I thought she really improved a lot. You have two freshmen that came in that had no experience, and I thought throughout the season you can see them getting confidence and stuff. You know, that all led by Kara. You know, she has that confidence out in the team. Her and Mallory Baining, you know, kind of showed that confidence through the season. But you also have two other seniors, you know, Bethany Sliceman and Mass Leonard too, that I thought each game got a little better and better, you know. So a lot of pressure on to live up to the Kemper reputation, and I thought we did a good job of it.
You talk about hitting a lot. That's something you take pride in. Did this team hit the way you wanted it to?
You know, at times, yes. And at times, no. I thought, you know, I'm still look back and go, I like it, our numbers a little higher. But I thought, you know, for given an experience we had, I was pretty happy with it. But I just always strive for that little higher mark, though.
Is that part of what makes this program so good, coaches, is that you and the girls, those numbers are probably better than 95% of the teams in the state, but you guys always strive to be a little better?
Yeah, that's our goal. I beat in their heads all the time too. I want this X amount of numbers, whatever, hitting percentage and so forth, or that. So the expectation is there, and that's what it's about. You put the expectations and how the girls try to reach those. You know, it's not what they decide, it's what the coaching staff decides, and they got to hit those to play. And we fell a little short at times, but I think overall we were pretty successful.
How'd you see that young back row kind of grow? And you had some players this year kind of playing all the way around as well.
Yeah, I mean, Mallory Bating's been there for the last 3 years, so I mean, I was very, you know, she did what she always does, you know, the quiet person that goes back there and takes all the balls, and she's in a different uniform, and she just gets the balls, and I put a lot of pressure on our liberos to be very aggressive. And Kenny was always back there too, you know. Besides that, we had Kara back there, so we were pretty limited in back row as far as what I expect out of them. But most season, we did a two-person serve-receive, which is most teams don't do that. I thought we handled that pretty well. And, you know, you just go by what the personnel is. You know, we were limited by subbing by running the 6-2, so we kind of had our defense kind of lax on that a little bit.
And I know not a huge fan of having to run the 6-2, so how did you get through the season having to do that this year?
Yeah, you have to always watch with subbing. Then you're, you know, half of rotations you're minus one back row player too. So, you mean, or, you know, always minus one person or whatever in the back row as far as defense. So this puts more pressure on your setter to be a defensive player, which I was very proud of Mariah doing. And Ashton started improving there too as the season went along too. So, but it just puts a lot more pressure on your defense when you run a 6-2.
I know, Coach, when I talked to you at the beginning of the year, you felt like you had a team that was capable of getting to the state and making some noise. But when did it start to sink in that they were actually going to be able to do that and have that kind of a season?
I, to be honest with you, I thought right away at the beginning of right at the summer when we're playing these teams. You know, we go to Ankeny, we were playing the Johnson scrimmages and stuff like that. We're playing the top teams of state, and you just look back there right away and go, you know what? If we just get things organized, I think we're going to be okay. And that was right away, to be honest with you. Not trying to brag or anything, but you could just see the way we were playing. I thought we were playing at a high level early.
Coach, I hate to bring this one up, but have you had a chance to look back at that state championship match yet, or is that one that you're going to just kind of put away for a little while?
I'm probably not going to watch on video, if that's what you're asking. But it's in my head, though, yeah. I mean, things we could have done. I don't know, just plain and simple, this wasn't our day. I mean, I can't explain besides that. People ask me what happened. It's like, this wasn't our day. Things weren't clicking, and there was nobody I could blame. None of the coaching staff, none of the players. It just wasn't going our way.
How tough is that to be in one of those days where no matter what you try, it's just not working?
I don't know. Somebody asked me, would you rather lose a five-setter or one like that? And I don't know yet. So, how about a win? That's all. I mean, that's just, it's hard to say. You know, you just, I don't know, it'd be better playing like that or winning a five-setter or losing a five-setter. So it's, either way, it's not, you know, it's not a fun way to end your season. But, you know, Mount Vernon did play very good volleyball. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, it's plain and simple, not our day.
Coach, you've kind of talked a little bit about the seniors and stuff, but talk about them as a whole here, and even if you want to bring up some more individually and stuff, what was it that made this senior class so special?
They're just there every day at practice doing what they got to do. Even like Holly Simons, I know she didn't play much this year, but she's just the key role player, just doing things at practice, pushing people, and, you know, knowing her role on the court. Those things mean so much, you know, that you know, you have players like that don't always get the ball a lot, get in a lot. But they know their role in the team, and it's very important that they can do that. Very supportive. I mean, I can't ask any more from that than a player, you know. And just down the line, it just, everybody knows what their job is and just wants to keep getting better. And the senior classes, I mean, they just keep raising the bar for the next class that comes in. So it's nice to have that, and very proud of them.
And you had some seniors this year that hadn't gotten a tremendous amount of varsity experience. They kind of had to step in, play some key roles.
Oh, exactly, yeah. You had Bethany Seisman and Madison Leonard, too, come in there and had to play a lot of key roles where they didn't play before, you know. I know I talked about this, you know, on our regional run. They said, I didn't have the pressure like this I have this year. So, you know, you hear talk like that, but they always came through and did what they had to. I was very proud of them.
You mentioned a couple of freshmen already that stepped in. You had three of them that I think played for you throughout the season this year. So you got some younger kids as well. But talk about some of the younger kids and what you've got coming back and who you might be leaning on a little bit next year.
Yeah, I mean, you have Kenzie Stone, of course, now a freshman, and Cameron Venner are going to come back probably next year and be real strong hitters for us. I've seen so much improvement from Cameron at practice, hitting really strong. And then you go down to the freshman class, too, that played Sophie Bating. I mean, she got in a record book as far as blocks this year. I think she's number 12 in Kemper's all-time list. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive, too, to see that. So she did what she had to do. I wanted her to block this year, and she did exactly that. So now next year she's going to step up and become a hitter for us, and a big-time hitter. You know, Ashton Bating going there as a setter, that's a lot of pressure to be a quarterback of a team at high levels, you know, playing in the state tournament and doing all those regionals and all that stuff. She did a fantastic job. You know, now she's got to step her game up even more. And then Avery Pedley, you know, she's come in too off the bench. When we're struggling, I throw her in, you know, and I can recall three games that she won for us, you know, at the end when we were struggling. She got those passes up to the center and made us win. So, you know, it's going to be pretty cool for the future. And, you know, there's many girls that haven't played that I look forward to seeing in the next few years.
Coach, the valuable experience that those younger players, even Kenya Prescott, you know, now been with you for 2 years. She'll be back next year as a junior. But you look at all the experience that those kids have gathered here in the last year or two.
Right, exactly. A lot of pressure, too, all that pressure. So it's going to be a lot. It isn't easy doing those, you know, starting the regionals because, you know, if you lose, you're done. And all that pressure, it's good to have and to be able to handle it and be part of that. It's pretty neat to be part of. And then we went down to state, too. We had some pretty tough matches with Unity and Red Oak. And have that experience, I mean, just it all combines to have a good future.
Got to bring up two of the seniors again for you here. Kara Peter and Anna Niehaus, both named to the all-tournament team down at the state tournament. They had some really special games and matches down there.
Oh, yeah. Their two first matches of the year down there, at the state, were just perfect. I mean, they were just on, and it was cool to be part of. You know, I sat back and just enjoyed it. It's like, okay, here we go. Just get in and crush it. And they did a fantastic job. There was, you know, I couldn't name one after another, and they just had a great time and a great season down there. I like that the idea we came back in that Red Oak game, Unity Christian game was 1924.
Yes.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, things like that. How do you do something like that, you know, without leaders like that? And then, you know, even in our – semifinals against Red Oak, you know, coming back there too, getting down by 7-4, and come back and win that one. So it's pretty crazy stuff we were part of, and they're a big part of that.
And Coach, you mentioned that 24-19 comeback there in set four to win that 3-1. Have you been a part of a rally that late? I know you've probably come back from that kind of a margin before, but that late in a set?
Not in high school, no. So it's pretty tough to do. You get 24, I mean, you know, it's just – it's a pretty big comeback, and that level too, being on the big stage like that, is pretty impressive. And we were just calm, cool, and collective, and it's very, very neat whenever you see that and have the, you know, the mindset to be able to do that.
Coach, I know for you the off season isn't much of an off season. You're a volleyball guy, and you're going to be wanting to be around this. So, what's the off season for you for the girls? Where do you want this team and these girls coming back next year to work? And what do you want them to get better on to be ready for next season?
Yes, I mean, you know, as a coach, you can't have contact till after summer, so it'll be right away in June. We'll come in and start doing our traditional stuff and get some more scrimmages in during the year. Probably put no pressure during the summer to get. We may do a few more scrimmages than we did in the past just because we're going to have to get a team united. We got a lot of girls that play softball, too, that are softball players and volleyball players, so we're going to have to work around their schedule, which is great because they'll be competing in a sport that they need to compete in. And that's, a lot of it is about being competitive. And if they can be competitive at softball, that only helps us in volleyball, things like that. So, you know, I'm encouraging them to go out for basketball here, too. I know a lot of them will start today in practice, and hopefully they – well, golf or basketball to be competitive too. All that stuff is key to being successful. And then, but like I said, in June we'll start up, and it's going to just ramp things up pretty hard for us volleyball because we're at the starting a whole new team.
I was going to say, you're going to enjoy this little bit of a break you get for the next 6 months?
Sure, if you say so. Yeah, I'm going to start with AU and stuff like that. We already started AU tryouts a couple nights ago, and then we'll continue from there and start the younger ones. I think the AU program, I call it a necessary evil. You know, you have to do it to be competitive because everybody else is doing it. But, you know, it's a lot of pressure on young kids to go out there and play, and we have to do that, though, to be competitive and stay where we're at.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, you run a great program. It's been a lot of fun to watch this team grow throughout the year. It was always a lot of fun to go down and watch you down at the state tournament. Appreciate you joining us. I know you love doing all those pregame interviews and the postgame interviews, so I appreciate everything you do for us here at the radio station throughout the season.
No, I appreciate the coverage, and like I said, it helps us and helps the community, and it's great to be part of.
You bet. Head Coach Keith Stickrod joining us again here as we took a look back at the 2019-2020 season.